الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, there is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick, there is no mathematical, scientific formula or calculation that any one of us can use that will even do an iota of justice to enumerating, counting, contemplating, acknowledging the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says, we subjugated the sun and the moon for you. We brought the system of day and night for you. We sent down countless of our bounties and our favors upon you. We gave you everything that you asked for. Your every need and requirement was fulfilled. So much and so manifest is our ni'mats and our bounties and our favors upon you, that if you have to enumerate and count them, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never do justice to this. But the sad reality, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ, Allah says, my banda, insan, human beings, you are very, very oppressive and very, very ungrateful for the ni'mats of Allah. One surah in the Quran, Arusul Quran, Mufassirin say this is the bride of the Quran. Ajib expression Allah begins with in this surah. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the compassionate, the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally it is a principle when there is da'wah, when a claim is made, then dalil, proof is provided. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, the source of every mercy, compassion and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the dalil, what is the proof? At this juncture, Quran mentions three things which draw our attention to the excessive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman, علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Allah says, we gave you the ability to speak. We gave you the ability of comprehension. Just this one process, if you have to pause and reflect over it. What is the brain of insan? Brain is just a few pieces of meat. Sometimes Qurbani time, Bakri time, you slaughter a sheep, you look at the sheep brain, human brain is very similar. Just some pieces of flesh. Yet Allah's tajalli was directed on it, and 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. In a piece of flesh, Allah creates the capacity for memory, for emotion, for love, for compassion, for kindness, for sympathy, for empathy, for ambition, for desire, for jealousy, for hatred, for enmity. An ocean of emotions Allah creates in a piece of flesh. And it is said, if the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being had to be opened up and a rope had to be formed from this masjid, Masjid Hilal, it will go right to the moon, around the moon, and come back to this masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. And each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains the retentive capacity of 18 supercomputers put together. My thought processes are not visible to you. In my brain, these things are being converted into electrical impulses. A process which I have absolutely no knowledge of, no control over. These electrical impulses are traveling at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour to my tongue. The movement of my tongue also is not visible to you. Through this movement, sound waves are being produced. If it were not for Allah's wind, I can talk from now till Qiyamah, you will hear nothing. Whatever sound waves are being produced are being carried on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each of your ears, Allah has placed 100,000 receptors for sound. Call it 100,000 telephones in each ear. At the back of the ear are three bones, hammer, stirrup and anvil. They are a certain size, certain angle with each other. When a child is born, these three bones are present in the ear. As the child grows, the head, hands, feet, liver, intestines, lungs, everything of that child grows. These three bones don't grow. In a newborn child, 60-year-old man, same size, same angle. Why they need to be like that to carry out their function and task? What is their function and task? The sound waves that are striking it are being amplified by these three bones. Behind it is what we call the inner ear or the cochlea, a pool of liquid. Inside is a music, is an instrument that looks like a musical instrument, a harp. It has 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, enabling this human being to hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. The sound waves strike it, it's multiplied, amplified, these strings start vibrating, 18,000 nerve cells behind that amplify these vibrations, it is converted into electrical impulses, travels at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour to your brain, and you are able to comprehend what I am saying. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. One ni'mat, one bounty of Allah, what price tag are you going to put on it? Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah says, the proof of my mercy is I gave you the ability to speak. I gave you the ability to comprehend that speech. How many ni'mats, how many bounties of Allah? One person one day in the streets of Madinah Munawwara is making dua. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me amongst the few. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu remonstrates with this individual. What is wrong with you? You have a zakhira, an ocean of du'as from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this dua? Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. I've never heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This person responds and says, Umar, Allah says in the Quran, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Allah says, make shukr, appreciate my favor, conscientize yourself, acknowledge the multitudes of bounties and favors that I have showered upon you. And then Allah complains of the nature of man, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah says, very few of them will make shukr. Very few insan. Insan is zalim by nature. Insan is ungrateful by nature. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. O Allah, make me from those few. You have said, qaleel min ibadi al-shakur. O Allah, few will make your shukr. O Allah, make me from amongst those few. How many ni'mats, how many bounties of Allah? What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mats and bounties of Allah? 60-year-old man goes to the doctor. His urine stopped. Doctor puts whatever instrument they use, catheter, whatever it is. This person gets a little bit of relief. Immediately the bill is provided. This man starts crying. The doctor feels perhaps he can't afford it. So he says, okay, I'll give you a discount. He says, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. Why are you crying? There was one zat and one being, 60 years of my life, he did this work for me. No charge, no payment. Today insan is doing it, already he wants payment. What is the kidney? Kidney is the size of a walnut. Two or three almonds put together is the size of the kidney. That kidney has 1 million strainers, 1 million holes in it. Two kidneys there are. 1 million holes in each. There's a rope wrapped around the kidney. 72 kilometers long. 72 kilometers long blood vessels wrapped around the kidney. Ask yourself the question, which kidney specialist or which urologist really knows what is going on? It's impossible for them to know. 1 million strainers in something the size of a walnut, 72 kilometers of rope around it, they'll never know. Obviously, insan's arrogance is not going to tell you, I don't know. If a doctor tells you he doesn't know, how he's going to justify the bill that he's charging you? That is why I've got nothing against the medical profession, but very often, I mention this in my bayans, one doctor is in Tabligh, mashallah, he told me one ajeeb thing. He says, Maulana, we have got the best profession. I said, what do you mean by that? Why do you have the best profession? Definitely a very noble profession, medical science, serving humanity. But the sad reality today is that doctors, illa mashallah, when they see the patient, they see a gahak, a customer. They don't see someone that I can serve for the sake of Allah. Very few they are like that. In fact, everything has been reduced to economical terms. We have become a makhluk that we count everything in material terms. Nevertheless, coming back to what he says, we have the best profession. Allah gives the shifa and we charge the bill. Person gets cure, what they say, mashallah, what an astute and good doctor. Person doesn't get cure, he gets sick, doesn't get cure, he dies, they say, Allah Malik. How many ni'mats? How many bounties of Allah? What price tag are we going to put on the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah? Allah introduces himself. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This alif lam is alif lam istighraqi. Mufassirin explain, they say, Alham, praise, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, anything worthy of praise, anything attractive, anything that is a source of beauty, anything that you can see is beneficial for you. Alham, praise in every form, praise in every form. Lillah belongs only to Allah. Who is Allah? Rabbil Alameen. This word Rabb, Allah does not say all praise is due to Allah, the one who has to be worshipped. Arabic, what is worshipped is ma'bud, you make ibadat of that. That quality to comprehend of Allah, that Allah is the source of worship, is easy. This term Rabb, Allah is sustainer, Allah is nourisher, Allah is provider. Allah has brought you from non-existence into existence. Allah is the fulfiller of every need of yours. English will pick up a translation. Rabb, sustainer, nourisher, provider. This doesn't even scratch the surface. Rabbil Alameen, Rabb, there is a connotation of love, of mercy, of compassion, of kindness. That is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith Jibreel, he said, Antalid al amatu rabbataha. He equated this term Rabb with the love of a mother. Allah's love far supersedes the love of a mother. Allah is Rabb. Qazi Baydawi sahab rahmatullah alayhi gives an explanation of what this term Rabb means. He says that zat and that being that took you from a state of non-existence. You were nothing. You didn't exist. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, O insan, O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your dhikr didn't take place. You were a non-entity. No one spoke about you. From non-existence, He brought you into existence. From after bringing you into existence, He took you through the various stages of your development. Before each stage, Allah was aware of your need. Allah made the intizam, put into place that system which saw to your need, till He took you phase upon phase upon phase upon phase of your development, till He took you to the pinnacle of your development to perfection. That is your Rabb. And Allah is not just Rabb of insan, not Rabbul Nas or Rabbul Jan, Rabb of insan, Rabb of jinnat. Allah is Rabb of jamadat. Allah is Rabb of nabatat. Allah is Rabbul Alameen, vegetative system, animal system. Heavens, earth, multitudes, multitudes, multitudes of creation. How many creation are there? We can't even comprehend the vastness of Allah's creation. سبح لله سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. What is Quran telling us? Sabbaha lillah, how much ibadah do you and I make? Just now we read Isha Salah, then Taraweeh Salah. That too after 8 rakats, how many would have walked away? We made little bit of ibadah, then we want to relax. Brothers are in i'tikaf also. I'tikaf, seclusion for Allah's sake. But the after hour show still goes on. The laughter and the chit-chatter still goes on. The other side shows are still happening. Little bit of ibadat, little bit relaxation, then sleep, then you can get involved in other activities. Allahu Akbar, what is Quran telling us? Sabbaha lillah, ma fis samawat, ma incorporates everything in existence. Every strand of this carpet, every grain, every seed, every grain of sand, every wisp of air, every drop of blood, every drop of dew, every drop of rainwater, every blade of grass, every leaf, every star, moon, sun, multitudes of heavenly bodies, everything in the heavens, in the earth, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ. Not for 2 minutes and 5 minutes and 10 minutes and 20 minutes. 24 hours of every day, every creation is making the ibadat of Allah. Allah needs my and your 2 rakat salah? Allah needs my and your 2 or 3 minutes, 2 or 3, 10 or 15 seconds sajda where the mind is everywhere else but Allah? يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ذُرِّي فَتَذُرُّونِي وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. Allah says, oh my slaves, you can never benefit me, you can never harm me. Allah is ma'bud, Allah is masjood, Allah is the only one worthy of worship, Allah is the only one worthy of making sajda before, whether you worship Him or you don't worship Him. Every creation of Allah, multitudes, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the mighty, He is the wise. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Life in His hands, death in His hands. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And He has power over everything. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. What expressions Quran uses to open up in front of us the greatness of Allah. هو الأول, أول بلا بداية, qadeemun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah is that Allah who has no beginning. Allah is that Allah who was forever. Allah is that Allah who has no ending. Allah is that Allah who will be forever. Our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in the form of a dua this expression of Quran: Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Allahumma anta al-awwal falaysa qablaka shay, wa anta al-akhir falaysa ba'daka shay, wa anta al-zahir falaysa fawqaka shay, wa anta al-batin falaysa dunaka shay. He says, oh my Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are omnipresent, Allah, concealed from you there is nothing. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And that Allah who is awwal, who is akhir, who is zahir, who is batin, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. He has knowledge over everything. Nothing concealed from the knowledge of Allah. How vast is Allah's creation! إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Allah says, it does not embarrass me. It does not embarrass me to give you examples of my greatness even with insignificant creation. We'll use a mosquito to show you the greatness of Allah. We'll use an ant to show you the greatness of Allah. How many creations are there? How vast is the creation? Allah is Rabb. Allah is Rabb. Allah is Bari, Allah is Mubadi, Allah is Musawwir. Allah brings from non-existence into existence. Allah does not use any raw material. Allah's raw material is nothingness. Allah's irada is wujud. Allah's intention is existence. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakula lahu kun fayakun. When Allah decides something, Allah says, be and it becomes. Wama amruna illa kalamhil basar aw huwa aqrab. Kun kehne ki bhi zarurat nahi. Allah doesn't have to say kun also. Allah says, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid. Allahu Akbar. Look at Quran. Look at Quran. Oh, huwa aqrab. Allah says, like the blinking of an eyelid. No. Faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Whatever Allah decides. Talk of his amr. Innal amra kullahu lillah. Allah's quwwat, innal quwwata lillahi jami'a. His amiriyat, lillahi al-amru, min qablu wa min ba'd. The armies of Allah, walillahi junoodu samawati wal ard, wa ma ya'lamu junooda rabbika illa hu. The treasures of Allah, walillahi khazainu samawati wal ard. Who is Allah? Worthy of him, worthy of being remembered, besides him no one. Anta ahakku man dhukir. Worthy of being worshipped, besides him no one. Anta ahakku man ubid. The source of every help. Ansaru man ibtughi. The object, the source of every generosity. Arafu man malak. Ajwadu man suil. Awsau man aata. The true king. Anta al-malik. La sharika lak. There is no partner with Allah. Al-malik. لا ند له العلي لا سمي له الغني لا ظهير له ليس معه إله يخشى ولا رب يرجى ولا حاجب يرشى ولا وزير يرتى أحد صمد. One Allah, the King Allah, the owner Allah, no partner with Allah, no similitude with Allah, no example with Allah, no assistant with Allah. It is Allah, he is alone. Ahad is Allah, Samad is Allah, Qaim bizatihi is only Allah, existing of his own accord is only Allah. Everything besides Allah cannot exist. Its shape or form is dependent on Allah. Its benefit, dependent on Allah. Its harm, dependent on Allah. Its living, dependent on Allah. Its dying, dependent on Allah. Its advancing, dependent on Allah. Its decline, depending on Allah. Whether it's a bullet, whether it's an atom bomb, whether it's a coronavirus, whether it's a cancer, whether it's an army, whether it is technology, whether it is science, whether it is the industries of this world, each thing, whatever shape shape, whatever form, whatever manner it represents to you, the reality behind it is that nothing and no one, no entity can do, live, die, advance, decline, except with the permission of Allah, with the qudrat of Allah, with the power of Allah, with the irada of Allah, with the will of Allah. This was the first da'wah, first invitation, first call. Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is where iman starts. This is where iman starts. This month of Ramadan, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we ordained fasting for you. We gave you Ramadan. We gave you this amal of fasting, not for your mouth only to fast, not for you to stay hungry only. Your eyes were supposed to fast from looking at the daughters of others. Your eyes were supposed to fast from looking at haram. These ears were supposed to fast from listening to haram music, from listening to ghibat, from listening to slander, from listening to the characters of people being besmirched, from listening to those things which anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hands were supposed to fast from writing down documents of riba, falsifying documents, deceiving people, doing illicit business practices. These hands were supposed to fast from oppressing people, hurting people, maiming people. These feet were supposed to fast from walking towards the dens of haram, walking towards the dens of Allah's disobedience. These feet were supposed to fast by walking towards the masjid, remaining in the environment of Allah's obedience. From head to toe you were supposed to fast. Why? What is the purpose behind this? What is the johar? What is the goal? What is the objective? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that, not this translation, so that you get taqwa, is a very surface level translation. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تَاكَ يَا دِلْ بَيْدَارْ هُو جَائِ. So that this heart comes alive. So that this heart connects with Allah. So that the eye of nur, the eye of iman in this heart that has gone to sleep, that has forgotten Allah, that has immersed itself, become harder and harder and harder. With planning haram, listening to haram, engaging, immersing itself in the disobedience of Allah, soiled in the love and attachment of this dunya, so that this tongue is no more speaking about Allah, these ears are no more hearing about Allah, these eyes are no more seeing the qudrat of Allah. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ اللَّا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آيُنُ اللَّا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ اللَّا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Allah says, they have eyes but they can no longer see, they have ears but they can no longer hear, they have hearts but they can no longer comprehend. Ulaika kalanam, they are like animals. Balhum adal, more deviated than animals. Elsewhere Allah says, summun bukmun umyun, deaf, dumb, blind, fahum la yaqilun, they will never comprehend. What is Quran saying? That they are physically blind? No. They are physically deaf? No. They have physically lost their conscience? No. What is Quran saying? In la ta'mal absar, la ta'mal absar, walakin ta'mal qulubul lati fi sudur. Allah says, the eyes are not blind. The eyes are not blind physically. The ears are not deaf physically. The heart has not lost its comprehension physically. What has happened? Ta'mal qulub, the heart has become blind. The heart has become blind. Ta'mal qulubul lati fi sudur. That heart that was supposed to be enumerated with the Quran. That heart which was supposed to be enumerated with Allah's zikr. That heart which was supposed to be protected. Protected from looking at haram, planning haram, speaking haram, listening to haram, looking at the daughters of others. Morning till night, nafrat, hatred, jealousy, enmity, all these negative emotions have clogged and clogged and clogged this heart. 11 months of the year. So Allah says, 1 month we gave you. La'allakum tattaqoon, is dil ko bedar karne ke liye. Wake this heart up. Wake this heart up. Wake this heart up. Why? Why? Because that day is coming. That day is coming. No matter how much you want to deny it, it's coming. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, we will crack open this heart and we will reveal what is inside. What's this heart beating with Allah's love? Every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the starting point. This was the alif ba ta tha. This was the first effort, first invitation, first effort of every Nabi of Allah. Fa'lam, fa'lam, annahu la ilaha illallah. Quran is ajeeb. This is an imperative command of Allah. This is farz-e-ayn. Allah says, I'lam, acquire this knowledge. Acquire this knowledge. This is ilm. This is nur. This is hidayat. This is knowledge. Knowledge starts here. Knowledge is not university degrees. Knowledge is not PhDs. Harvard University graduate, Oxford University graduate wrote a few theses. That is not knowledge. That is surface. هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. Today educational institutes have become commercial institutes. There is an agenda. That is why we hear all sorts of theories from different directions. Quran is ajeeb. Allah says, fa'alam. What is fa? Not thumma, not wow. Fa. Fa denotes urgency, emergency. Don't wait, don't tarry, don't hesitate. Fa'alam. Acquire this knowledge. Knowledge starts here. Yaqeen starts here. Islam of yaqeen starts here. Dawat of every Nabi of Allah starts here. What knowledge? Annahu la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. No economy is doing, no system is doing, no factory is doing, no wealth is doing, no army is doing, no technology is doing, no virus is doing, no germ is doing, no insect is doing. From the ant to Jibreel, from a pebble to a mountain, from a droplet of water to the ocean, from the wisp of air to a raging tornado, everything is dead. Nothing moves, nothing stops moving. Nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing advances, nothing declines. Illallah, except with the permission of one Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Inil hukmu illa lillah. Lillahi al-amru min qablu wa min ba'd. هل تعلم له سميا فاعلم انه لا اله الا الله واستغفر لذنبك هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو والهكم لا والهكم اله واحد لا اله الا هو الرحمن الرحيم فان تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا اله الا هو شهد الله انه لا اله الا how many times Quran is calling out pukar kar bring this yaqeen in Allah. Bring this dead heart alive. Break down the idols of Allah's ghayb. Scientists are not doing. Doctors are not doing. Technologists are not doing. Industries are not doing. Universities are not doing. No system of this world is doing. Illallah, except Allah. Allah is the doer. Allah is the maker. Allah is the controller. Everything, its existence is dependent on Allah. Qaim bi zatihi is only Allah. Samad is only Allah. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. Qabla kulli shay. Allah is before everything. Ba'da kulli shay. Allah is after everything. Fawqa kulli shay. Allah is above everything. Khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Latifun bi kulli shay. Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. Alimun bi kulli shay, He has knowledge of everything. Khabirun bi kulli shay, He is aware of everything. Laysa kamithlihi shay, laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing that is like Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Al hay, living is Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hay, hayyun ba'da kulli hay, hayyun fawqa kulli hay, hayyun yumitu kulla hay, hayyun la yushbihuhu hay, lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living you will give death to every living, living there is nothing living that is like Allah. Hayyun al-qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sina wala nawm. May Allah does not doze off. May Allah does not sleep. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. What is the extent of His kingdom? Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth belongs to Him. What is the extent of His haybat, His authority, His jalal? Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi idhni khasha'atil aswat fala tasma'u illa hamsa. Man dhal ladhi
yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhni. What is the extent of his knowledge? Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min 'ilmihi illa bima sha'a. What is the extent of his kursi, his kingdom? Wasi'a kursiyuhu as-samawati wal ard. And in looking after all this, in looking after all this, what is his nizam-e hifazat? Wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma wa la ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. Controlling these multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of creation does not tire Allah. How many creations are there? انظروا إلى الشمس وشعائها وإلى السماء وارتفاعها وإلى الأرض وإلى الأرض واتساعها وإلى البحر وأمواجها. Look at how the poet tells you. Quran tells you. Allah calls out. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق. Allah says, we will show you. We will show you. Look at the poignant manner in which Quran addresses us. Sanurihim. We will show you ayat, our signs, fil afaq, wa fi anfusihim, in the horizons, within yourselves. How many signs? How vast is the creation of Allah? You look up, you see the sun. The sun is one star. One star. 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. It's not my intention to go into an astrology lesson. Just to give us an idea, how vast is the creation of Allah? That sun is not still, it's moving. It color covers a distance of 17,280,000 kilometers every day. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلْ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allahu Akbar. The authority of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the azmat of Allah. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. When we lost our munasabat with this Quran, such a Quran this ummah was given. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful. Three things Allah mentions. Allamahul bayan, we gave you the ability of comprehension to speak. What are the other two ni'mats Allah mentions? The proof of my rahmat, the proof of my mercy. Allamal Quran, we gave you this Quran. Such a Quran this ummah was given. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. Allah says, "Batil cannot stand in front of this Quran. This Quran is the solution to every problem you are facing. Whether it's a coronavirus pandemic, whether it's a test from Allah, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's an earthquake, whatever is going on in your life, Allah has given you the Quran. And today what are you doing? You have turned your backs on this Quran and you are stretching your hands out to those who don't have the Quran? To those who don't have Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did my Nabi say? La tastadi'u binaril mushrikeen. He said, don't even take warmth from the fire of the mushrikeen. They are blind. You have the Quran. You have Tanzeel, that which came from Allah directly through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, untainted. How is it that you have become slaves to them? How is it that you have bowed down to them? How is it that you have turned your backs on that Quran at their behest and their dictate? What, they have knowledge? What knowledge do they have? That fool Darwin, 1809 to 1883 he lived. They took Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of the equation, and what conclusion they arrived at? My grandfather was a monkey. One cell split became two. Random selection. And this entire wujud came into existence. Multitudes of celestial bodies, the sun, the washams, wal qamar, wal nujum, musakharatim bi amri, such ludicrous nonsense that such precision came into existence. Sun rising on time, setting on time, waxing and waning of the moon. 7 billion insan taking out 8,000 liters of oxygen each one from the atmosphere every day, and that precise amount of oxygen being replaced in the atmosphere. 16 million tons of water evaporating from the surface of the earth into the environment every day, every second, and exactly 16 million tons from the environment coming back onto the earth. How many countless balances, counterbalances Allah has put into place? How many ni'mat and bounties of Allah raining down upon you? The ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to breathe, the ability to talk, the ability to walk. One ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. My blood is flowing through my blood vessels. How long is my blood vessels? What is the circulatory system of this human being? 92,000 kilometers long. Your one drain that runs for 10, 15 meters keeps getting blocked. This 92,000 kilometer circulatory system, how is it not getting blocked? That small pump is pumping blood, that 5 liters of blood through the circulatory system, 5 to 7,000 trips every day. Why does that pump not get tired? It's pumping enough to fill an oil truck. Have you considered the ni'mats of Allah, the bounties of Allah, the favors of Allah? 24 trillion blood cells. Every second, 7 million blood cells die. Every second, 7 million replaced. Liver functioning, pancreas functioning, kidney functioning, heart functioning. When one system gets a little bit shaken, then everybody runs helter-skelter. What can't breathe now? Then we're looking for oxygen. Then we want to buy this machine, buy that machine. Allah protect us. Allah give us shifa. But this is Allah's wake-up call. Your ventilation system was working for 60 years in your body. Any day you raised your hand and thanked Allah. Any day you put a price tag on it. This breath, this in and out of your breathing. Allah's muazzin called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to salah, come to success. Put this mata before on the ground before Allah. That Allah who gave you the ability to breathe. That Allah who gave you your children. That Allah who gave you His multitude ni'mat and bounties. Yet still you defied, still you defied, still you defied. Then when the wake up call came, the shaykh came still. Still we haven't come before Allah. Look at the hilm of Allah. Look at the tolerance of Allah. Look at the forbearance of Allah. How vast is Allah's kingdom? I'm digressing. The sun, they say, is one star. 1.3 million earths will fit in the sun. How vast is this system? This is sama'ud dunya. Sama'ud dunya. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. Allah says, stars are only in sama'ud dunya, underneath the first heaven. Underneath the first heaven is stars. The first compared to the second, second to the third, one riwayat it comes, each heaven is like one ring in front of a desert. The smallest one is the lowest one, sama'ud dunya. Then above that, each one like a ring in front of a desert. That is how vast Allah has created each heaven. Just this one heaven that is above us, underneath it is stars. How many stars has Allah created? And they are not still. They are moving at stupendous speeds. Mind-boggling speeds. Yet they are not crashing. Kullun fi falaki yasbahoon. Allah says each one is swimming in that orbit which we set for it. Yumsiku samawati wal ard. Anta zula. Allah says we have locked the heavens and the earth. We have locked these heavenly bodies. We have locked this entire system, anta zula, on our command. It will never deviate from the command of Allah. How many? How many stars? Like I said, it's not my intention to go into an astrology lesson. The space is so vast. They say if an object is traveling at the speed of light, light travels at 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is the speed of light. Something traveling at that speed in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.4161 trillion kilometers. 9.4 trillion kilometers is one light year. They estimate that this universe is 93 billion light years in expanse. There are so many stars in it, they give a number, estimated number. They say 7 sextillion. What is sextillion? Take the figure 7, add 23 zeros in front of it. That will give you an idea how many, what the number of stars. Make it even simpler, because nowadays, mashallah, the more complex people make their speech, we think they're more intelligent. When you confuse people, that is not intelligence. Intelligence is to come down to the level of your audience. But in any case, make it even simpler. 7, 23 zeros, that's too complex. They say take the number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied by 10 times. That is the number of stars Allah has kept. Just, and what is this? This is 3 to 5% of the visible universe.
95% is dark matter, dark energy. They don't even know what is going on there.
How vast is the creation of Allah? The azmat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها. Allah commanded the heavens and the earth, submit willingly or unwillingly, ائتيا طوعاً أو كرها. The heavens and the earth together in one voice said, أتينا طائعين. Oh Allah, we will submit willingly, we will submit willingly. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimullah, in his kitab, he mentions the riwayat, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah the question, that oh my Allah, if the heavens and the earth refuse to submit, if they refuse to submit, what would you do? Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, Sallattu alayhimu dabba. I will set one animal on them. One animal. What is the size of this animal? This animal will swallow the seven heavens and the seven earths in one luqma, one morsel. Musa alayhi salam is shocked. Aina tilka dabba. Ya Allah, where is this animal? Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, fi marjim min muruji, O Musa, it is in one of my stables. In other words, there are many such stables. In one of my stables. Fi marjim min muruji. Aina dhalika al-marj? Ya Allah, where is the stable? Fi ilmin min ulumi. Fi ilmin min ulumi. O Musa, it is in my knowledge. Wa ma utitum min al-ilmi illa qaleela. Not wa ma akhadhtum. Not wa ma ta'allamtum. Not wama ta'addaytum, not what you acquired of knowledge. Allah says, wama utitum, that which we gave you of knowledge is very, very little. Submit to the command of Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the starting point. This is ilm. This is knowledge. This is nur. This is Quran. When Allah begins His kitab, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. This is the Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There isn't one element, one iota of doubt in this kitab. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينِ. It is hidayat for the people of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Ramadan for taqwa. Quran for taqwa. What is the condition? Remove doubt from the heart. This is not some scientific theory that changes all the time. This is not some man-made process. This is Quran. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Ar-Rahman, the benevolent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate Allah. Three proofs Allah gives. Ability to speak we gave you. Allama al-Quran, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Three things Allah says. First thing Allah says, Allama al-Quran, we gave you the Quran. Then Allah says, we created insan. From a drop of sperm we brought you into existence. Logically what it should have been. We created insan should have been mentioned first. Then the Quran. Allah should have said, we created insan, we gave you the Quran, and we gave you the ability to speak. That is what it should have been. Yet, muqaddam, Allah says, allama al-Quran. Quran is brought first. Mufassirin mention an ajeeb point on this. Ajeeb point they take out because of this. They say, Allah mentions the Quran first, then Allah mentions insan. Kyunki Quran ke baghair insan ban hi nahi sakta. Without the Quran, a human being can never become a human being. Al-an'am, this life will become animalism. This life will become jahalat, ignorance, if it is devoid of the Quran. Humanity will be at a loss without the Quran. We are the ummah of the Quran. We are not a blind ummah. We are not a mahroom ummah. We are not a yateem ummah. Allah gave us two noors. My Nabi, Quran says, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ. Quran says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah sent nur, light, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the light of hidayat. وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and Quran. Elsewhere Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. Follow that nur that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah calls the Quran nur, Allah calls my Nabi nur. Two lights we were given. Kitabullah wa sunnata rasulihi. Kitabullah wa sunnah rasulihi. We are not a blind ummah. Whatever the challenge is, whatever is in front of us, bedar ho jao, is dil ko bedar kar le, waken this heart up. Let the noor of taqwa permeate. Let the taluk of Allah come. Our thinking cannot be the same. Our value system cannot be the same. Relentless, mindless, running behind this dunya. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Acquire the material wealth of this world. Is that the object? Did Allah erect all this entire system for that? So that the slightest jatka, the slightest shake comes from Allah, we fear the loss of material wealth and we are running helter-skelter, every command of Allah is compromised. As if we have no Quran, as if we have no guidance. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. I am not saying this, Allah is saying it. This is Quran and this is Haq. Allah says, don't be deceived by these big industries. Don't be deceived by these fancy cars. Don't be deceived by these bathrooms on aeroplanes. Don't be deceived by these fancy hotels. Don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَغْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ. This is superficial, this is surface. You look at a lush field today, the flowers are blooming, it is fresh, it is appealing, it is attractive. Does it remain like that? No. Winter will come, dryness will come, the ravages of winter will come eventually. That which is flesh, that which is wholesome, that which is attractive, eventually. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. That which is appealing and blossoming today will be rendered to ash and dust tomorrow. Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Exactly like that, the glitter and glamour of the lights of this world will come to an end. Don't be deceived by this. Look at the manner in which Quran opens up the valuelessness of this dunya, the reality of akhirat. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Same message, different manner. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Same message, different manner. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. Same message, different manner. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. Same message, different manner. الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. Same message, different manner. إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة الرافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما 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 وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وتلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم This is Quran. This earth will die. The sun will die. The moon will die. The oceans will die. The mountains will die. Everything will be obliterated. Kullu man alayha fan. Don't be deceived. How much longer are we going to defy Allah? How much longer are we going to run behind this dunya? Paisa, paisa, paisa. Lies, treachery, deceit, muamalat, helter-skelter. Riba one side, treachery the other side, deception the other side. Is it only this dunya? Is there no accountability? Is that day not coming? Then you have to stand in front of Allah. Look at the way Quran opens up. Akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. Yawm al-fasl. Wama adraka ma yawm al-fasl. Yawm al-deen. Wama adraka ma yawm al-deen. يوم المشهود ذلك يوم مشهود مالك يوم الدين يوم الجزاء يوم الحسرة يوم الندامة يوم الويل يوم الخسران يوم الفوزان يوم الجنة يوم النار يوم التغابن يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا Yom, Allah says a day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. You think it is very far away. Wa narahu qareeb. Allah says no, it is very near. Azifatil azifa. Azifa, azifa. It's almost on top of you. Andhirin nas yawma yatihimul azab. Warn them, my Nabi, the day is coming. Hufatan, uratan, ghurla, humanity, naked, barefooted, without conveyance. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً Allah says, we will resurrect you, each one. بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنْ You will be resurrected. Each one standing alone in Allah's court. That day is coming. This entire cycle of life is moving towards that day. Quran says, don't be deceived. In this world you can hide. That day, لا تخفى منكم خافية. There won't be any hiding place. In this world you can oppose. Use your lawyers. Use your financial muscle. Use your contacts. فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ Allah says, on that day, where are you going to oppose? لا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم Look at the word Quran uses حميم حميم means that friend whose love for you and attachment for you is in josh is flowing through his body that is حميم Allah says لا يسأل حميم حميما that day your closest friend won't want to know you يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببني وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤوي ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجي The mujrim on that day will say, Ya Allah, take my wife, take my mother, take my father, take my children, take my wealth, take the whole humanity and throw them into Jahannam, but save me. Allah's caller called out, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al falah. Your Allah is waiting for you. Come before your Allah. Bow down before your Allah. Submit before Allah. Let this tongue move with the greatness of Allah. Let this heart beat with the love of Allah. Ramadan upon Ramadan came. Opportunity upon opportunity came. Period upon period came. Reminder upon reminder came. I am speaking such a Allahu Akbar. Where is the justification for this complacent mindset that has overtaken us? Few days time, Hilal of Eid will be sighted, and what happens? The masjid will get empty. Few days time, almost as if a get out of jail free card. Just 2-3 days ago, we went to one person's house. MashaAllah, he's got that chadar draped over that shaitan box. And that brother is saying, you know what, Maulana, I heard you mention in your bayan, that's why I put the chadar. Chadar for what? So that 2-3 days time when the Hilal of Eid is sighted then that zina can carry on? Behayai, shamelessness can carry on? Allah gave us Ramadan for that reason? Allah opened the doors of His mercy for that reason? Allah sent His most beloved Nabi to us for that reason? So that we make a mockery of Allah's commands? I am speaking to you now. I am speaking to you now. Whether what I am saying is accepted or not accepted. If there is an element in my heart of showing off to somebody or impressing somebody, then tomorrow whatever I am saying in front of you will be flung back in my face. You are listening to me now, whether you are accepted or not, or whether it's some riyakar, or whether it was some curiosity. I want to listen to something new, get entertained. Or you are coming solely for Allah's pleasure. The decision won't take place now. We'll know when the time comes for us to leave the world. These were personalities, personalities, personalities. My Nabi holds the hand of Ali radiallahu ta'ala and says to him, Ya Ali, ama tarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. He said, Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? That level of basharat, yet Zarar bin Zamra Qarani rahimahullah describes the night of Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He says, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهُ قَائِمًا فِي مِحْرَابِهِ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ يَتَمَلْمَلُ تَمَلْمُلَ السَّلِيمِ وَيَبْكِي بُكَى الْحَزِينِ. He says, I saw him night upon night, night upon night in his mihrab. وَقَدْ أَرْخَى اللَّيْلُ سُدُولًا وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُ. The night had dropped its curtains. It was pitch black. I saw Ali in his mihrab holding onto his beard and sobbing and crying. يَتَمَلْمَلُ تَمَلْمُلَ السَّلِيمُ وَيَبْكِي بُكَى الْحَزِينُ. His body was shaking like someone who had been bitten by a scorpion and the poison had entered his blood. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلدُّنْيَا. Then it was as if he envisaged the world in front of him. إِلَيَّ تَغَرَّرْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّفْتِ إِلَيَّ تَزَيَّنْتِ غُرِّي غَيْرِي غُرِّي غَيْرِي قَدْ بَتَتُكِ ثَلَاثًا يَا صَفْرَا يَا بَيْضَا غُرِّي غَيْرِي. Then he turned to the dunya. O gold, O silver, O glitter, O glamour, O lights, O attraction of this world. Have you beautified yourself for me? Are you trying to entice me? Are you trying to lure me? Deceive someone else. Get away from me. Get away from me. I've divorced you 3 times. Deceive someone else. Ahin ah, min qillati zat. Min qillati zat. Wa ba'di safar. Wa wahshati tariq. Ali, remonstrating with himself that Ali, what is going to happen to you tomorrow? What a dangerous journey lies in front of you to the akhirat. How little preparation you have made. How less that person who my Nabi says, your home is in front of my home in Jannah. Is it possible that his amal is little? Yet they never became complacent. My Nabi enters the masjid sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar. My Nabi holds the hands of both of them, raises it up and says, Hakadha, Hakadha, Nuhsharu, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the Day of Judgment.
He said, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. I have two advisors in the heavens, two on the earth. My advisors in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikael. My advisors on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar. Basharat upon basharat in Arafah. He said, Allah is looking specially. Allah has put his tajalli upon all my sahaba. And Allah has put special tajalli on Umar bin Khattab radiallahu. That maqam and that status. Stabbed on the musalla, kamil shahadat. And yet in that condition, few days pass, in and out of consciousness. They gave him milk to drink, the milk came out of his intestines, they knew that the asar of maut are apparent. In that state, each time he would regain consciousness, has the time for salah come? In that condition. And today the slightest test, the slightest ibtilaat, slightest musibat, and the ummah has abandoned the masjid. This is Allah's principle. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّكُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will make you taste the small azab in this world before the big azab of the hereafter. Not because Allah has abandoned you. لَعَلَّكُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. What does it mean, come back to Allah? Iman, masjid, salah, environment of the masjid. This is something we understood, we related to. Earthquake, tsunami, flood, political turmoil. Whenever Allah's test came, the one call, one pukar, come back to salah, come back to the masjid. What has changed now? Another test from Allah came. Such a test, and what happened? Now we say come to the masjid is reckless behavior. Now the old man whose beard is gone white, before you used to ask him, bhai, before you die, what's your last tamanna and wish? What will the old baji tell you? Thursday night in the masjid, behind the imam, in sajda, Allah must take my ruh. And now what we did, we told the old person, listen, it's reckless for you to come to the masjid, read salah at home, die at home. We are not advocating, not taking precaution. But where is our iman? Where is our trust in Allah? More efficacious and more greater protection than any other protection is the protection of Allah. Is the protection Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us. What did my Nabi say? Man salla subha fi jama'atin fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. He said, make your fajr salah with jama'at. You are in the direct protection of Allah. Allah will protect you. We have become an ummah. We have moved away from the Quran, moved away from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ramadan Allah gave us to come back. La'allakum tattaqoon. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Yet, the moment he regains consciousness, as the time for salah come, and what would he say? La hadda fil islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who abandons his salah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who comes with Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, the grandson of Rasulullah SAW, to visit Umar. He finds Umar crying. Umar, why are you crying? What is wrong? What is the matter? Are you afraid of death? Umar says, no. The fear of what is going to happen after death is making me cry. Umar, you have nothing to be afraid of, Ali radiallahu anhu says. I cannot count the number of times that I heard my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Sayyida, kahu li ahli al-jannah, Abu Bakr wa Umar. The leader of the elderly people of Jannah will be Abu Bakr and Umar. He says, I can't count the number of times my Nabi said that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umar says, will you give shahadat of this in Allah's court? He says, I will give shahadat, and my son Hassan also will give shahadat. When the time comes for him to leave, Allah ke liye, for Allah's sake, my respected brothers, don't let this hilal of Eid be and get out of jail free card for us. Allah gave us this month to connect with Allah. Allah gave us this month for taqwa. Allah gave us this month to color ourselves in the sunnah of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The clock of our life is ticking. How much longer are we going to run behind this dunya? How much longer are we going to not turn toward in tawbah and repentance towards Allah? The head is on the lap of the son, Abdullah bin Umar. Umar says to his son, Da khaddi fil ard, put my head on the ground. He feels it hard. Father is in the last gasp of life. Who will want to put the father on the ground? Abdullah puts it on his shin, little bit lower. Wayhaq! Wayhaq! Da khaddi fil ard. I said, put my head on the ground. Eventually he relents. 2,200,000 square miles was the kingdom of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Islam had spread to that extent. 4,000 jamia masjids were established in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And yet he rubs his face, his beard in the dust. Waylun laka ya Umar. Waylun laka ya Umar illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Umar, what is going to happen to you? Umar, what is going to happen to you if Allah doesn't make your maghfirat? If Allah doesn't forgive you? Wallah, my respected brothers, the mercy of my Allah is limitless. We can't even imagine the extent of Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion. The very wujud of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ummah is a living manifestation of the rahmat and mercy of Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah says, we sent you as nothing but a mercy. This month of Ramadan, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أتاهم رمضان Ali radiallahu anhu said, if Allah wanted to punish this ummah, Allah would not have given us this month of Ramadan. From the bottom of our heart we have to make tawbah. From the bottom of our heart we have to reflect, ponder, take stock of what direction we are going. An intention is very easy to make, my respected brothers. It is for this reason that we are encouraged to take our time and go in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah, tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye. So that whatever intention we are making can become a practical reality in our lives. Take that few steps in Allah's path. Color ourselves with the fikr and concern and cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his day? What was his night? What was his cry? What was his fikr? Janaza is being carried in Madina Munawara. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudiyan? Ya Rasulullah, isn't it a Jew? It's a Jew. Why are you crying? He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni. Is it not another soul? Is it not another human being that I have lost that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? Such dar, such pain, such cry. Banu Qurayza, 7 kilometers by foot. 7 kilometers my Nabi walked by foot. To visit one Jewish youngster who was sick. 15 or 16 year old boy. He used to frequent the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Youngster is on his deathbed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands in front of him. Recite the shahadat, begging him. Youngster looks at his father. يَعْرِفُونَوْ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ The Jews knew it was their inad and their stubbornness that they didn't accept. They knew he was the Nabi. So the father says, أَتِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمْ Obey Abul Qasim. The youngster says, أَشْهَدُ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And passes away. Sahaba say, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out, his face was shining like the 14th full moon. Ya Rasulullah, what happened? Alhamdulillah. Alladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. All praise is due to my Allah who used me to save him from Jahannam. Where is this cry? Where is this dard, my respected brothers? Tawbah ke pukhtagi ke liye Allah ke waste. For Allah's sake. If you don't want to go for 40 days, 4 months, at least every one of us. MashaAllah. They say, mashallah, very nice bayan, no tashkil must take place. Hazrat Muhammad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Dawat without tashkil is like food without salt. So we're not going to take names, we're not asking for some big tashkil. Mashallah, it's a very Mubarak night. Very likely this may be Laylatul Qadr also. Through the barakat of this night, Allahu Akbar, this is such a path, such a path, such a path. Mafhum of the hadith, a few moments in the path of Allah as more reward than making sajda in front of Hajar-e-Aswad on the night of Qadr. Mawqifu sa'atin fi sabilillah. Khayrun min al-qiyam Inda Hajar al Aswad, the mafhum of the riwayat.
Few moments in the path of Allah is more reward than making Qiyam Salah in front of Hajar al Aswad on the night of Qadr.
So we are not saying 40 days and 4 months, everyone inshallah, just it's one inshallah from the heart. With sincerity, that Ya Allah accept me for 3 days every month. 3 days every month inshallah. Then inshallah the khair, the barakat, the blessings of this Mubarak month of Ramadan can permeate beyond Ramadan. If nothing else, this coronavirus pandemic has woken us up to the reality of our mortality. This life is temporary, my respect. Allah's test came. Let it not be a means of us abandoning Allah. Allah's test is for us to go closer to Allah. Come back to the masjid, to the environment of the masjid, to the environment of iman. Man alifa al-masjid alifahullah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. So every one of us make this intention also. Our respected Haji Bhai Padia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to always make this tashkil. Allah fill his qabr with noor. That from now till we die, 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid. Everyone say inshallah.
Dua bhi karna hai. Log andar istila nahi hai bhai.
The amal of these nights, my respected brothers, is dua. Our blessed and beloved mother Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, if I feel it is Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you are very forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. One just caution which we are mentioning before we start the dua. My respected brothers, even on these Mubarak nights, we find in hadith, when the doors of Allah's mercy are flung open, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion, we can't even imagine it. But even on these Mubarak nights, we find that there, in some hadith, 4, some 6 are mentioned, but just very briefly, 4 categories of people, my Nabi said that their du'as are suspended even on these Mubarak nights. One is mudminu khamrin, that person who is in the habit of liquor. The other is mushrik, the one who has made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. That, inshallah, there'll be very few. But the other things that I mentioned, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has broken or hurt the heart of his parents, his du'as will be suspended even on these Mubarak nights. So if we are mubtala in that sin, my respected brothers, earn our jannat by washing the feet of our parents. Allah has kept jannat underneath the feet of the mother. Allah has made the father the door to jannat for you. The most efficacious door of jannat is your father. Awsatu abwabil jannah. So if they are alive, earn your jannat by in their service, spending on them and showing kindness to them and not being a source of dukh and pain to them. And if they have passed away, send isal e sawab for them. And likewise, the other category is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who has severed family ties. That person who has severed family ties. So very, very important. If there is some relative you've broken ties with, now is the time to patch up. This is a Mubarak month, hearts are soft. Let us maximize that opportunity by patching up. Swallow our pride, Allah will elevate us. And also, one more category Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, he says, that person who has nafrat, hatred, rancor in the heart for his fellow Muslims. So we should try and clean our heart. Let go of the baggage. Let go of this desire for revenge, this hatred, this nafrat. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Meet Allah with a clean heart. So let go of that. Forgive. Forgive for Allah's sake. And don't feel that we are cutting ourselves short. No. What you let go for Allah's sake, Allah's qasam, Allah will give it back to you many, many times. In dunya also and in akhirat, you can't imagine how much Allah will give you. Ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ are full with such things. So very, very important. If you are mubtala in these type of things, from the bottom of the heart, make tawbah now and take active steps to repair whatever damage is done. Allah give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu wa laka al-mulku kullu bi yadika al-khayru kullu ala niyatihi wa sirruh. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثير وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my kind, my most merciful, my most compassionate Allah. This majma stretched his hand out in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have learned this etiquette from your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should begin our dua with praising you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. But even this, that you have allowed our dirty, filthy tongues to take your name, that is already your great favor upon us, Ya Allah. Our defective intellect, our limited intelligence, our limited knowledge is such, O my Kareem Allah, we can never ever do justice to praising you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. You are as you have praised yourself, Ya Allah. أَنْتَ الْقَائِلُ وَنِعْمَ مَا قُلْتُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم Ya Allah, we can never praise you as you ought to be praised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you as you have praised yourself. Your kingdom knows no decline. Ya man rafa' as-sama bi qudratihi wa dakhal al-ardha bi iradatihi wa khalaqa al-khalaiqa bi ودح الأرض بمشيئته وخلق الخلائق بإرادته واستوى على العرش كما يليق بشانه. Oh my Allah, you created the heavens, the earth, you created insan, you created jinnat, Ya Allah. You alone are the owner of everything that exists, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your kingdom knows no decline, your greatness, your majesty, your glory, your kibriyai, your jalal. If the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans into ink and another 7 oceans have to be added and the entire creation has to write your tarif and your kalimat, everything will perish, but your kalimat and greatness will never come to an end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many ni'mat, so many bounties, so many favors, so many graciousness you have shown us, Ya Allah. From head to toe we are a living embodiment, Ya Allah, of your favor and your kindness and your majesty and your mercy. The basic requisite of that, Ya Allah, was that we should have been thankful to you. The basic requisite of that, Ya Allah, is that we should have been obedient to you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but you commanded us to lower our gaze, we raised our gazes. You commanded us to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids. You gave this ummah Rabia Basri, Khadijatul Kubra, Aisha. You gave this ummah Fatimatul Zahra. You command, radiallahu anhum, you command this ummah to clothe humanity with the cloak of shame and haya. Ya Allah, our own daughters are dancing naked on the stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own youngsters, both their ears are clogged with haram music, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you gave us your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tied stones to his stomach, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his daughters were given talaq. He was pelted in Taif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today as an ummah, we have slaughtered his sunnahs, Ya Allah. The dastan and legacy of our disobedience is too long to even enumerate before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this majma has come like beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have made me their representative and their spokesman to address you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, lekin itna sharam to aare, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such is the level of embarrassment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the reality is there is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There is no Osman and Ali amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Rabia Basri or Junaid Baghdadi amongst us. Hum gunahgar hain, gunahgar hain, gunahgar hain, mere maula, mujrim hain, mujrim. Hum gunah mein doob rahe hain, mere malik, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins. Our eyes have become black, our ears have become black, our hearts have become black, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Most of the life is already gone, Ya Allah. One sajda also we didn't do. Ya Allah, even ek sajda bhi nazar nahi aati. Riyakar, munafiq, Ya Allah. Kuch to kehte, kuch aur karte. Ya Allah, our cupboards are so full of skeletons, Ya Allah. This majma has made me their representative before you, Ya Allah. If they knew my reality, they would spit on me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where are we going to hide from you, Ya Allah? What are we going to conceal from you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah. La qawiyyun fa'antas, Ya Allah. La bariyyun fa'atadir. بل مستغفر. ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ اقراری مجرم ہے. ہم گناہوں میں تو ڈوب رہا ہے, یا اللہ, we are drowning in our sins, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, بجا, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My rahmat is greater than my anger. You have said in your Quran, Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahma. You have said in your Quran, Nabbi ibadi anni ana ghafurur rahim. You have said in your Quran, Inni ana ghafurur rahim. You have said in your Quran, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have said on the tongue of your Nabi, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, that oh my Banda, if you sin and you sin and you sin and you sin, so that your sins fill the whole earth and it reaches right up till the heavens, ثم استغفرتني, then one time, one time you say, oh my Allah, forgive me. Ghafartu laka wa la ubali. Allah, you have said on the tongue, on the Pak tongue of your Mubarak Nabi, I will wipe away your sins. And how much you have sinned, this will not worry me. I'm bahut mujrim hai. Bahut mujrim hai. Many, many sins we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have not sinned so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not sinned so much that our sins will fill the heavens, will fill the whole earth right up till the heavens, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, aksar zindagi to guzar gaya, Ya Allah. Most of the life has already passed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humne acche banne ki bahut koshish kiya. Tere izzat ki qasam. Tere izzat ki qasam. Tere izzat ki qasam. Humne acche banne ki bahut koshish kiya. Ya Allah, we tried to become good, Ya Allah. We tried to please you. We tried to worship you. We tried to stay away from gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we failed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Habib, Ya Allah, the Sahaba of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they saw the taqwa of Medina. They saw wahi coming down. They saw Quran coming down. They saw the pure environment of Medina Munawwara. They saw the Mubarak chehra of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah. Temptation in every direction. Behaya in every direction. Nakedness in every direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to keep a beard has become a crime. Even the personality of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not spared, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah. Every time we are trying to go closer to you, it's becoming like a steel wall in front of us. Every step we are taking towards you are going more backwards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humne acche banne ki bahut koshish kiya, lekin mere maula hum nahi ban sake, mere malik. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, inna ardi wasi'a, my earth is very, very vast. Ya Allah, today this earth has become straightened and narrow for the ummah of your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have given so much of rope to the Firauns of today, Ya Allah. They are slaughtering this ummah. They are kicking this ummah from pillar to post like a football, Ya Allah. Father leaves his house to go to the masjid. The children in anticipation are waiting for the father to come back. The next thing, the severed limbs of that father are brought back to the masjid, back to the house. This ummah gathers around a bakery, outside a bakery to buy bread, Ya Allah. The next thing, the bombs are raining down. The little babies of this ummah, their bodies are burnt beyond recognition, Ya Allah. The respect of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are hungry, Ya Allah. They are without shelter. They are suffering. They are being persecuted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, millions of our brothers have been put into intern camps, Ya Allah, so that they are deprived of their iman, Ya Allah. And yet, Ya Allah, there is no one to cry for them. No one to help them, Ya Allah. This ummah is being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Yet our own are not even coming forward, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today, Ya Allah, they are barking at the top of their voices. Where is your Allah? Where is your Allah? Where is your Quran? They have pride on their weaponry, their armies, their technology, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have weaponry, we don't have armies, we don't have technology. Ya Allah, we only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. We only have you, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. You are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir Mutlaq, Ya Allah. Nothing is beyond your power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Hamare paas koi amal nahi, hum khokhla hai. We are empty. We don't have anything to present, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, doob.
ڈوبے ہوئے ذلت میں کچھ بھی ہو لیکن تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے یا اللہ, یا اللہ تیرے محبوب کے امتی ہے یا اللہ. یا اللہ, he was returning from one journey. He said to his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. He said, you are my sahaba, my brothers. He said, my brothers are those who will come after you. Without seeing me will bring iman upon me. Beshak, mere malik. We don't have any amal, ya Allah. But he called us his brothers, ya Allah. He cried for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah. His tears were for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, he couldn't bear to see the hand of a thief being cut. He couldn't bear to hear a child crying when he was the imam. He would shorten the salah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, what must be happening to him when the dastan of the charred bodies of the babies of this ummah are presented to you, Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بس کر اب تو بس کر میرے مولا, اب تو بس کر میرے مولا. Let your anger be cooled, ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt whatever is happening, ya Allah, if it was your justice, it would have been far worse. It is still your fazal, ya Allah. But we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, send down your mercy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of this ummah. Protect our brothers and sisters, ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore their dignity and honor, ya Allah. Protect their wealth and their lives and their iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of this ummah, the harafain, sharifain, the aqsa, the masajid, the marakis, the khankas, ya Allah, the institutes of deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah, the firauns of today. If hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat, otherwise remove them from the surface of the earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking hidayat for our insani brothers, ya Allah. The Americans, ya Allah. The Christians, the Jews, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Chinese, ya Allah. The Australians, the Africans, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Europeans, ya Allah. We are beseeching you, blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, like ants, humanity, if they die now, billions of them are going to Jahannam forever and ever, ya Allah. ہمارے قصور ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ, we didn't show them the mubarak way of life of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We didn't expose them to the legacy of rahmat of your of, and mercy of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. There will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam will become so happy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us dais of your deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love, grant us your taluk, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, ya Allah. The sins of the day, sins of the night, sins openly, sins secretly, every type of sin is there, ya Allah. Every type of sin is there. Forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us. Let us change our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us change our lives, ya Allah. Let us become your obedient slaves, ya Allah. Give us the love of Quran. Give us the love of your zikr. Give us the love of the masjid, ya Allah. Hame deen ke dai bana de. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ki taufeeq naseeb farma de. Take us to the four corners of the world, ya Allah. Let us raise the flag of la ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, make us workers of the work of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the jazba of sahaba, ya Allah. Accept us, accept our family members, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us khatima with iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave this world with the kalima on our lips, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters that are mubtala in azab-e-qabr, remove the azab of qabr, ya Allah. Make the qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. On that day, the announcer will say, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. The sinners must go on one side. Ya Allah, even your neck bandas, when they hear this call, they will start shivering and they will fall to the ground out of fear. Hamare saath kya hoga, ya Allah? What will happen to us? We are mujrim, Ya Allah. On that day you will be giving shade underneath your arsh to the sulaha, to the anbiya, to the atqiya, to the sahaba, to the muballighin, to the zakireen, to the khashi'een, to the awliya. Ya Allah, we are not amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not amongst them. We are not amongst them, Mere Mola. Ab unme se nahi hai. Ab unme se nahi hai. Humne aksar zindagi tere nafarmani mein guzar gaya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not amongst them, but we love them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you through the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us also shade. Give us also shade underneath your arsh, Ya Allah. Bilkul peeche, bilkul right at the back, Ya Allah. Right at the back, Ya Allah. Right at the back, Ya Allah. Give us also shade, Ya Allah. Don't let the malaika tie us up with chains, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Save us from the disgrace of that day. Us din ke ruswai bahut zyada ho gaye, Ya Allah. Us din ke sharmindagi se hame bacha de, Mere Mola. Give us the book of deeds in the right hand. Grant us Jame Kausar from the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, me dozakh se bacha de, jahannam se bacha de. Save us from jahannam. Save us from jahannam. Save us from jahannam. Allahumma atik riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa auladina wa jami' aqaribina wa jami' ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam min an-nar bi قدرتك. اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار. اللهم حرم أجسادنا على النار. اللهم لا تشوي خلقنا بالنار. اللهم لا تشوي خلقنا بالنار. دوزخ ہم سے برداشت نہیں ہو سکتے يا الله, نہیں ہو سکتے. ہم کمزور ہیں يا الله, ہم کمزور. ہمیں دوزخ سے بچا دے. Save our family members, save the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Our wives, our children, our parents, the entire ummah, Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Tere khazane mein koi kami nahi hoga, Mere Malik. Ya Allah, hamara kaam ban jayega, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our fasting, our tilawat, our a'mal, Ya Allah. Make it khalis li wajhikal kareem, Ya Allah. Even though it's not worthy of acceptance, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the love of those things which are beloved to you and the tawfiq to carry them out, Ya Allah. Let us stay away from that which is disliked by you, Ya Allah, and give us the tawfiq to stay away from that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, we can never repay them, Ya Allah. We will never be able to repay them. رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. Ya Allah, you from your shaya nishan, you repay them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever people are in difficulty, in hardship, wherever they are going through any difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are pareshan, those that are in sickness, those that are in debt, those that are locked up, those that are in any difficulty or hardship, Ya Allah. All those who have asked for du'as, Ya Allah. All our satizai kiram, Ya Allah. All those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their jaiz hajat, Ya Allah. Accept their du'as. Remove their pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khairi ma sa'alaka min abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. يا الله, يا الله, on behalf of this entire مجمع, يا الله, يا الله, on behalf of this entire majma, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have brought our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt we are riyakar, no doubt we are mujrim, no doubt we are not deserving, Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are beseeching you and begging you on this Mubarak night, whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, you have the ability to give us the noor of Laylatul Qadr anyway, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Don't turn us away empty-handed. لَا تَرُدَّنَا خَائِبِينَ وَلَا عَنْ بَابِكَ مَتْرُودِينَ وَلَا عَنْ جَنَابِكَ مَحْجُوبِينَ, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. If in Ramadan he will not be forgiven, then when will you be forgiven? Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if in Ramadan he will not be forgiven, then when will you be forgiven? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst the losers, Ya Allah. Don't make us amongst the wretched ones, Ya Allah. Don't make us amongst the ones who are turned away empty-handed, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept us. Accept our du'as, Ya Allah. Make the decision of our maghfirat. Make the decision of the maghfirat of our families and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. الحمد لله.